This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. When interest rates in the United States rose for the first time in a decade in December, just about everybody, including the central bank there, thought it would set something of a trend in 2016. The expectation was for another four further interest rate rises this year. Well, that's not quite how things are working out. The Federal Reserve has kept borrowing costs on hold for at least another month and said the economy is no longer strong enough to cope with all those rate rises. It's downgraded expectations for US growth this year to 2.2% from 2.4% previously. The bank's chair is Janet Yellen.
We continue to expect moderate economic growth, further labor market improvement, and a return of inflation to our 2% objective in 2 to 3 years. However, global economic and financial developments continue to pose risks. Against this backdrop, the committee judged it prudent to maintain the current policy stance at today's meeting.
For more on why the prospects for the world's biggest economy appear to be worsening, I turn to Robert Shapiro, who was Democrat President Bill Clinton's Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs.
The fact is the rest of the world is weakening. Financial markets have been falling, commodity prices have been falling, but also data coming from Japan and the euro area also show weakness. The data from emerging economies show weakness. The data from Canada and Mexico, who are two of our three largest trading partners, also show weakness. So what the Fed has decided is that the weakness in the rest of the world is weakening the prospects for the United States.
How well off, then, do you think most Americans coming back closer to home feel at the moment?
Well, on the one hand, the strongest part of the U.S. Of American economic conditions right now is job creation. We've continued to see strong job creation. We have low unemployment, and we continue to be producing jobs. We produced 2.5 million last year. We had produced 3 million the year before, and this year it looks like we're on track to produce another 2.5 million, even with the downgrade in GDP. On the other hand, income gains remain pretty weak. That's been the case for 15 years, and they are still a far way from the kind of income gains we saw in the 1980s and 1990s that produced not only very strong booms, but produced a very positive sentiment across the public.
And how big a factor do you think that will be in the presidential election come November?
Well, you know, the economy is always the most important issue, but it's not simply the state of the economy. First of all, I do think that the jobs numbers are good news for Mrs. Clinton and the judgment of the public of the economic success of the Obama administration.
But on the other hand, Donald Trump seems to be capitalizing on a feeling of discontent.
Well, he certainly is, though he is capitalizing on feelings of discontent within the Republican primary electorate, which is a very select subgroup of the entire country. There is also discontent, however, clearly in the Democratic primary electorate. The unexpected strength until this last round of primaries of Senator Sanders tells us that. Assuming that Mr. Trump is the Republican nominee, the campaign is going to be about Mr. Trump. That is going to be the central issue in this campaign. He's such a large personality. He's such a outlier kind of personality for a U.S. politician. You know, the public will judge whether Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Trump looks like a person who can do the most to improve people's conditions. Trump's appeal so far has been to intensify people's negative feelings about the course of the country. And you have to go beyond that. You have to go to the next stage, which is credible proposals to make things better. And that has not been the strength thus far of the Trump campaign. It has been a strength of Mrs. Clinton's campaign.
The former U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs, Robert Shapiro. So how did the markets react to the Federal Reserve's new pessimism about the strength of the U.S. economy? I asked Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street.
This is one of those good news, bad news things. The Fed cut its GDP forecast for the year to 2.2% from 2.4%. The Fed is not the first organization that has cut U.S. GDP, so this has become a trend. The concern is that if the Fed is right, the stock market may be rallying in the wrong direction. It may be a mistake for the market to go up because so many businesses are affected directly by GDP.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's a kind of short-term relief that borrowing costs won't rise. But on the other hand, there's a reason for that. And it looks like since December, when rates went up for the first time in around about a decade, things look to have deteriorated for the U.S. economy.
I think they've deteriorated a lot. You do see job creation, job growth, but a lot of this job growth is in the lower ends of the economy. So it's nice to have more people with jobs, but it doesn't increase the economy's purchasing power much. You know, you're starting to see things like home sales, home prices, some of the key barometers of the economy start to peter out some. So this has become relatively widespread as a problem.
Doug McIntyre. The Dow finished the day up 0.4% at 17,325.